Do you see the contradiction here? In that, you, with your generous heart and your liberal values, you see everyone as significant. You don't give yourself that gift, that acknowledgement, that recognition.
I'm gonna retreat to the defense I gave earlier, which is that there is something in the word for me, which it's so loaded.
Yep.
I find it difficult to apply it to myself.
Yes, it is loaded. That's, for you. Yeah. You'll apply it to others and to things, but not to yourself. So look a little deeper when you get a chance on that. And the reason this card is significant and the reason we ask this question first is because it's a loaded question, and we can't tell you how often the response is, no, I'm not significant.
I'm not the only one then.
No, not at all. And that's why
you've put up one of the best fights.
Yes, you have, actually. You have. Well put, Catherine. It's in part, great part, I would say, that some, maybe many, and we're talking cross-culturally in these situations, right? Yes. And gender, different
ages,
universally, people initially on card one do not want to see themselves as significant primarily because they assume that by accepting that moniker, they're saying that they're better than other people, bigger than other people.
Superior
in some way. And that's not what this card is saying. What it is wanting to acknowledge, though, this is all about being able to ignite meaningful change, meaningful to you. And another word for meaningful is significant. So it's ability to ignite significant change. And I've used those two adjectives interchangeably over the years. So my declaration to you is significant change takes significant leadership. Can you see that?
So leadership. So are you suggesting here that leadership can be at one level a very private thing, where you are showing, you are leading yourself forward? It's almost as if there's a conversation going on in your own mind, and you need to find a sense of leadership within yourself to take your own self. Is that
only if there is something you envision that you know has to change? Otherwise, you don't have to take yourself anywhere.
And when you say change here, we've had, and I'm trying to reconcile the two conversations we've had so far. Our opening.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Our opening conversation was very much about change in the world.
In the world, out there, yes.
World, yeah. Political change, social change. Mm-hmm. This conversation has switched to a much more personal level.
It has, and I deliberately did not share this, but I guess it's time. So you can illumify on two levels. And if we want to put words on that, you can illumify to be who you fully are to be. And you can illumify to do, i.e. ignite a meaningful change. However, you cannot ignite a meaningful change unless you yourself have illuminated, amplified, and unified yourself. The verbiage could be as a leader. You have to see yourself as capable of that. And so what happens in the process, and it wasn't really, I don't think it was by design. Maybe it was. What happens as people go through these questions is they start, first of all, illuminating themselves more clearly. And then when they get to amplify, you know, it, the definition card talks about making it, amplify it so that it becomes meaningful to those who can help you achieve it, realize it. Amplify is also about being heard in that context, right? Because if they don't hear you, they're not going to respond. But amplify in the personal, on the be level, to be level, is once you illuminate yourself more fully and you see yourself generally differently, see things you hadn't seen. Sometimes it's hardest to see what is such an integral part of ourselves because it's part of us. It's always been there. So you don't have the perspective on seeing it until these questions help you surface it. So then when you see it, then the typical response is, am I that big? If that's the change I'm here to ignite, am I really big enough? And then what happens is on the to be level, you expand, you amplify, you expand. And then when it comes to unify, you're unifying yourself. And only when you do that can you emerge able, capable of igniting change. Because when there's change that you see, you know that the status quo has a vested interest in staying that way. There are many, you can take them as companies, individuals, who are profiting from what is now. They're benefiting from it. So whenever you try to change something, there's a force that pushes back, right? So if you don't see yourself as significant or your change as significant, what happens then? You talked about being small. Mm. What if you're like a paper cutout and the wind just one, it just takes one little soft wind of resistance and you go flying away? So that is why you will find you illumify yourself and you also illumify what it is that matters to you to change.